Welcome to the 15th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, we have no idea why you're listening. If you are our friends and family, we have definitely a family-oriented podcast lined up. Should be a good time.
I like how you say family-friendly. You said family-oriented.
Yeah, it's not going to be really friendly.
There's going to be a competition.
It's always a competition when it comes to family. I mean, somebody's got to win. It's too bad it's usually me.
Good one.
Nice, dude. Charlie, wasn't that funny?
Grant, it's dramatic effect, jeez. Grant never wins, okay, sorry. He couldn't even be the first win boy. He's born a loser.
I was second right out of the gate, yeah, that's pretty true. Right.
That was a joke. Okay, sorry.
Continue. Hey, man, what did you do this weekend?
Did we hang out? That's what we did. We celebrated our friend's birthday, Summer.
Happy birthday, Summer.
A nice little brunch. Absolutely no alcohol involved in that brunch.
Zero.
I mean, just kidding. They ran out of champagne.
They ran out of champagne in a brunch bar. There was only like five tables. They really were not prepared for brunch.
It was not like we probably combined had like two bottles of champagne and like all we ran out. Like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I've never experienced that before in my life.
At a brunch place.
Yeah. Yeah, at a brunch place. It's one thing if you're like sitting in someone's house and they have two bottles of champagne. Next thing you know, they're all gone. Then you dip into the liquor, you know. Then you just. But yeah.
That was fun. We went down perfection. I was, you know, got done. Didn't stay out that night.
No. took a bus back. Didn't even Uber home. We took a bus back.
We took the bus back.
The drunken bus ride. I love drunken bus rides.
Our plans for the rest of that night fluctuated so much on that 15-minute bus ride.
Oh, yeah, like, we could go out. Nah, I don't really feel it. Oh, we go to the casino.
Yeah,
maybe we shouldn't.
McDonald's.
We should get some McDonald's. And then we finally landed on McDonald's, ate McDonald's, and went back to my place, and both fell asleep by, like, 10:30.
I was saying, I left there at 8:30, so content.
Yeah.
Uber driver was the best. Literally didn't get on my phone the entire, like, 35-minute car ride back.
Which is
that's a good car ride.
That's some good conversation. I usually, if I'm even riding with you, I'm on my phone here and there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it was just like I'm not the best conversationalist in those kind of situations either.
No shit.
It just came naturally. It was the guy was an artist, and so but he's like a sports artist.
Oh.
So I feel like I could talk about it. So then we got talking about basketball, free agency, crazy time.
Yeah, and that's the same day that AD went to the Lakers.
That's kind of like where we started kicking it off from, and then I got down a couple of the rabbit holes.
Wow.
But it was cool. He's a really cool guy.
Breaking news on the NBA draft front.
Grant, no one cares.
Since no one knew this was going to happen, first pick of the NBA draft, the Pelicans selected, you guessed it, Zion Williamson.
Oh, you're saying me. I got drafted.
Charlie, if you got drafted, it wouldn't be a favorable draft. As in, you'd probably be going to war.
But then we had some fun on Sunday. I'll let you share that.
Sunday, we played some golf. I played way better than I even thought I was going to play.
You played solid.
We held it together. I'll put it like that.
We put it together.
I'll say one thing. My forearm on my right wrist was real sore the next day. So I guess I gotta start doing the hand exercises to get my.
Well, I mean, it's because of how hard you snap your driver, just snap hook, just
every time.
It's all wrist closing the face.
Yeah, every time, snap it. It works with my irons. Doesn't work with the driver.
What about that group in front of us in the front?
Oh, we had a group of kids in front of us and their dad, and they were walking to every single ball, taking 15 minutes to like shoot and find out. You know, what their distance was because they knew exactly they're going to have 152 yards.
Not 153.
No. And that was 152 and a half. Oh, my goodness. It was terrible. We were waiting every hole, every shot, and then eventually let us play through.
And then on the 11th hole, we found them skipping rocks.
Yeah, throwing rocks into the rock. They weren't skipping them. They were just throwing them in.
They were skipping.
No, they threw a big boulder in that definitely was not going to skip.
Well, then they did both because I saw a couple of hops.
All right, well, good for you.
But no, not like it was like at the end of a hole, the beginning of a hole. No, that was like in the middle of a hole. Like they stopped walking to the green so they could throw these rocks.
And there's people waiting on the tee.
Yeah.
Oh, golf etiquette. It's
infuriating.
Oh, speaking of golf, I really didn't want Gary Woodland to win the U.S. Open this weekend.
I didn't want to win either. But
I will say, until when he won, then I heard all the stories that came out, and I was like, damn, I'm kind of
just like a cool guy.
Yeah, I'm kind of a dick for not wanting him to win.
And then like all his family stuff.
He had family stuff here and there. I was like, man, now I'm an asshole.
Now I'm happy he won. So
yeah, now I'm cool. Now it's cool. Congratulations, Gary.
I know you're listening.
Yeah, I know you're listening to this very famous podcast. So congratulations, Gary. We're happy for your U.S. Open win. If you want to come on and discuss it, just give us a call.
We should tag him in the. I'll try to tag him in the tweet.
You better, yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
I had one pet peeve before we jumped to the podium, real quick.
Is this golf pet peeve?
No.
I have one thing.
Okay.
My handicap went back up a little bit.
Oh, that's a real bummer, dude.
Okay, continue.
Actually, that sucks for me.
it's less than a shot, though, so...
Okay, I don't care. So, as many of you know, I shop at Whole Foods pretty frequently, just because it's closest to my house.
No, he's trying to cover up. He's one of those hippie, only Whole Foods.
I mean, yeah, now I'm eating a bunch of, like, organic food, I guess. I don't know. It all tastes the same. It's food.
Yeah, Grant's one of those peace, you know, love not war.
Yeah, I just wear my Birkenstocks. I'm growing my hair out to my shoulders.
He's wearing those black armbands from the Vietnam War.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Where was I going? Oh, we were talking about Whole Foods. I was just thinking about. Anyway, bad radio there. Thanks, Kayla. So. Basically, what happens is they try to claim that Whole Foods has, like, healthier food. You know what I'm saying? They're, like, trying to... I don't even know if they really claim that, but they try to...
Whole Foods once in my life, so act like I... Explain this to me like I'm four.
Okay, so basically, when you walk into Whole Foods, it's just this, like, super sterile environment. Everything says non-GMO. Everything's flowing around. You got the Amazon Prime stuff going. It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
I hate when people use that to describe things.
Now you know.
It's so stupid.
It explains it, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you go in there and you're thinking about this. Everything says organic this, organic that. Try to find something that's not organic and you can't.
I'll tell you what's not organic.
I can't find anything there that's not organic. Anyway, so they're trying to make the claim that it's healthier, blah, blah, blah. I discovered that basically the only reason it'd be healthier is because it takes me longer to open their fucking packaging. It's like I'm burning calories.
You burn a couple extra calories.
Yeah, like opening their string cheese packets. It took me like 5 minutes the other day. Like I was just wanted a string cheese before dinner. And
I just want some string cheese, man.
I just want to eat my string cheese, and I can't open this damn packet.
I like eat my string cheese.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Oh, and then. Yeah, I don't know. And then there was another thing that I was trying to open, and I just couldn't. I had to, like, bite it, and then I messed up the entire packaging. So
string cheese problems.
Yeah, it's tough. It is kind of a tough... I think they mostly revolve around string cheese, but... And my fingers weren't even slippery. It's bad if, like, your fingers are slippery trying to open it. They weren't. They were gripping it, but it wouldn't pull apart.
So funny, but just
it's a legit issue. Like this is why Whole Foods is healthier, because I had to work for 5 minutes to open up my one string cheese package.
This is why.
All right, well, that's my digression. So
Grant's pet peeve. That was awesome. Thank you for the rant.
Yeah, you're welcome. Grant rant. Grant's rants. That's gonna Grant's be a new. Rant. That might be a new segment.
Grant's rants. I'll bring it back. I'm writing it down in my notebook.
I like it.
Squiggle.
Oh, I thought you were actually gonna write it down. Damn it.
Alright, see?
Alright, Grant's rants. Alright, our podium today is the podium of gums. So like your favorite gum flavor, not the gums in your teeth. Gums. I really like the one above my left molar.
The left incisor.
number 31. I really like it right there on the lower part. Anyway, gum, as in
chewing gum.
And we're talking brands, right? Not flavors. I guess it doesn't matter. Whatever. Go ahead, Charlie. You can go first since you're big.
Fire from the hip on this one. Number one, my favorite gum of all time, Winter Fresh. Fun little story for you. For my art projects in like third or fourth grade, I made a giant stick of Winter Fresh gum. It was bigger than me.
That's not that hard to be bigger than you.
It was like 3-4 foot tall. It was like 4 foot tall piece of Winter Fresh gum.
Wait, was it a real piece of gum?
It wasn't a real piece of gum.
Okay. If it was a real piece of gum, if you made a real 4 foot piece of gum, think about how big of a fan everyone in your class would be. Like, you're not allowed to have gum in like elementary school anyway.
And I'm walking around with a 4 foot piece of
gum. Yeah, don't worry, it's for my art class.
It's art. Yeah. It's art, man, it's art.
And that's when you'd be the guy in Birkenstocks with long hair.
Cha, brah.
I'm
just vibing you with my gum.
I'm just vibing you with my gum, man. Don't you feel the fresh vibe? My first one, I'm going to go with the classic just because it was like my favorite when I was little and playing baseball, but it's got to be Big League Chew.
Oh, I had that one written down. I was hoping you would take it.
You got to go Big League Chew. I knew that one was going to come up at some point.
What flavor Big League Chew?
Oh, just the original like bubble. The grape one is pretty good too, actually.
Grape was my favorite.
Grape was good, but I liked the original bubble. I didn't like
the sour lime one or whatever.
Yeah, I had it a couple times. It got nasty really close. Grape was the best. I didn't like how your mouth got so purple when you ate it, though.
You're still a little kid running around like that. It's like the Gatorade lips and Big League Chew.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you basically know when the little kid was just at the ball field all morning and didn't take a shower yet, but he had to change clothes because he had to be at this event because it's just purple mouth, red around the lips from Gatorade, a little sweaty. Kids are always sweaty, I think, but either way.
Yeah, no, that's a good pick. Mine will go on the classic, going back to the classic, Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba, oh, that's a good one. That's like a good one.
Pinatas, I always put that together, pinatas. And then you get that, like the candy out of pinatas, there's always Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba. That's a good pick.
Lasts like a whopping 30 seconds, and then you need to pop another one.
Exactly, and they're huge. Like, they're chunks. You're just putting a chunk of gum in your mouth.
After two or three of them, your mouth, your jaw's sore.
You're like moving around a rock.
What did you
I was a little entrepreneur when I was in middle school, by the way.
Every class had their gum salesman.
Well, I wouldn't say I was exclusive. I was more of a dealer than I had a broker, and I bought from them. You know, I was just a middleman. Anyway, it was great. Very lucrative, but Hubba Bubba flew off the shelves.
Did we sell Hubba Bubba?
Couldn't keep that bad boy down.
Anything else or other?
Oh, I had five. A little Juicy Fruit in there just in case.
Juicy Fruit's another classic.
I was your guy, but my next one, probably gonna be Orbit. I buy a lot of Orbit.
Orbit's good. I buy it sometimes. I end up buying that one at the airport a lot.
And I like the ads when like they their teeth are clean after they fall in like a vat of oil. Yeah, exactly.
My last one, it's good gum, but it's the middle school Stride hit the streets.
Oh yeah, and you got to eat and you could eat the wrapper.
That was a claim. I don't think you're really supposed to.
I don't think that was really a thing.
But like everyone did it, so like actually I was not going to.
Oh, I did it. I definitely did. I was selling Stride too. It was in there. It was in the mix.
Yeah, just I remember like going to middle school play practice and everyone's handing out Stride and chewing up the wrapper. We were dumb.
Oh, okay. My last one. Do you remember when Five Gum came out?
Oh yeah.
They made a big deal, like a huge ad campaign.
It was like a year after Stride came out.
Yeah, and then it was. I mean, it's still pretty popular, I guess, but it was just, I've never seen gum advertised like that, I guess.
Trident Layers?
Well, that was a good one, too, but I mean, like, they advertised it as, like, gum being, like, this big, sexy thing.
Take away the cigarette ad space.
I guess, yeah. But, yeah, Five Gum, it's really sexy.
I do remember that one getting a lot of hype, and the thing was it cost, like, 30 cents more per pack. than...
Yeah, it was a premium. You pay a premium.
Like all other types of gum, pretty much.
They basically try to sell it as like a premium gum brand. They might still, for all I know.
It's still more expensive.
I never look at the prices on buying gum.
I'm pretty sure it's $2 in a work vending machine.
Really?
Yeah.
Two buckaroos?
Pretty sure.
That's insane.
$2.
That's insane. Before we go to the interview section, I think we do need to highlight one more thing.
Nope.
Last week, we never highlighted Father's Day.
Oh, dang.
So, Charlie... retroactively, I'd like to wish a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Happy Father's Day.
All the dads, especially our own. But also, I want to know, if you were to have a conversation with one of the people in your office that's a dad, what's your go-to... comment. Like, what are you gonna bring up? Like, you have to talk about family.
I talk about family. I've never done this. I've never done this directly. Well, actually, I don't know. I talked about it with my boss actually.
Yeah.
In the locker room after a great basketball game where we torched the
team. Wait, your boss is on your team?
No, but he works out during lunch, and so
just a couple dudes in towels. Yeah.
End up in the locker room afterwards. We talked about when he should start sending his kids up for tennis lessons. Like, at what age? What age is, good age.
How old are his kids?
He's 6.
Oh. Yeah, probably about then.
I said, like, 7 or 8.
Yeah, just sign him up. See what happens. Let him get hit with a couple balls.
Because he was saying, we'll talk about swim team. I'm like, let me tell you, I hated swim team. Got out of that as fast as possible. And then my mom let me play tennis instead. I think they overlap technically.
Yeah,
that's a weird question, Grant.
That is kind of weird.
I didn't like that.
All right, well.
If we were an editing podcast, we'd probably edit that out.
If you were, if... all right, better. Last question.
I'm not gonna ask you that.
I'm not gonna give you it. But my last question is, at what age do your parents stop going to the into the doctor's office with you?
That's a good question. Depends what it is. Like,
so you're going in for like a physical. You still got to turn your head and cough.
I was the cardiologist, and my mom came with me. I was a junior in high school.
Well, yeah, but that's a little different. Like, you were having, you thought you were dying. So
I didn't think so. The doctor did, but
yeah. Either way,
I'm perfect.
So, at what age did you just go do your physicals by yourself? Like, when you gotta.
I'm gonna say 13. I'm saying teenage years.
13.
Probably. I don't really remember.
I don't really remember either. I would say maybe like 15, honestly. Like high school.
I very well could be wrong.
I have no idea.
I would say right around the teenage. Turning into teenage.
Yeah, well, what if your dad went into like the room when you were 18 before your college physical? Asking about like, hey, so are you sexually active?
Yeah, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, all right. Let's jump into the interview here. All right. Now we welcome on a pretty close person to Charlie, I'd say.
Some would say family.
Yeah, some would say family. Charlie's sister, Katie. Katie, welcome on.
Hello.
I thought you prepared a monologue, so we were just gonna stop talking. She laughs more than you, Charlie.
It runs in the family. What you said? Yeah. Never mind.
I'm a nervous habit.
Almost just said something really embarrassing about myself.
All right, Katie. We'll start with the question that we ask everyone that comes in the show, or I ask at least. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? And obviously they can be exclusive to one, probably Charlie, but maybe we have some good memories, I don't know.
Okay. I've been thinking about this because I was the most nervous for this question.
She texted me about this, so I hope it's good.
I felt like I needed to have like this really awesome answer, and I still don't, but I was trying to think. I think one memory that I have of both of you guys is when in college, and I don't even know if you were there, to be honest, but I think I picked you guys up and we went to McDonald's, and it was after, like, one of your track parties or something.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys both there?
Yeah, we were both there. We were both in prime form.
It was just a very, very comical afternoon hearing your stories, and... yeah, I don't know. I think that was just really funny. That was, like, a fun moment for me being the older sister to, like, hear about some of your crazy shenanigans. And you guys are, like, we're in college now. And because I still always picture you guys as the little kids in swim team that couldn't fit into the team suit, so they had to order you guys different suits.
Yeah, mine was a different color, even. Really,
yeah.
Yeah, so context on that was after our freshman year ICP party, so all you St. Thomas runners will know that. We got McDonald's dinner, and I think that set back my hangover like 4 hours.
Oh, it was terrible. I returned to hangover.
So much worse.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I don't, the chicken nuggets just weren't doing it that day.
Yeah, so
I don't know how that transpired.
You had texted me saying you wanted to hear how it went. Because you had friends on the team, so you kind of knew some of the...
Sure. I wanted some hot gas.
So yeah, you were kind of like wanted to see how it went for us. So, like, let's go get go get lunch or breakfast or something. Like, well, we'll get dinner.
It was
really
special.
Yeah, it was. And you had a car, so that was really cool.
Yeah, I had a car. Yeah.
Dude, that was...
yeah, pretty big deal.
Not a big deal. Humble brag.
Pretty big. Yeah, so it's funny. We were, thinking of questions, preparing for the show a little bit. And we're like, I don't know, do you think she remembers that? Do we want to ask any questions about that? So,
we literally brought that up, so that's coincidental.
Funny. I think that might be one of our only memories. All three of us together.
We had plenty of white knuckle drives back and forth from the Twin Cities. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
How could you forget about those with me hungover and quiet in the back seat?
You know, Grant, you don't really, does it count? You were there. You're always sleeping.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of what I was going for.
Physically present.
Yeah. As long as I was physically there.
I'm getting back to the point of some. I don't remember this. Yeah. Those were some interesting car rides sometimes. Blizzards, holidays.
I always liked the choice of radio stations that we had to continually keep battling through.
Oh my god, yeah, because we didn't have like an iPod hooked up or anything.
So
the old tracker.
Yeah, and then eventually you would run out of stations, so you had to go back to like some random country station in the middle of nowhere. It was great.
Painful.
It got to the point
Albert Lee to Mason City.
That was the worst stretch ever. City.
You might as well gone radio silence.
There was no music. It's like, okay, let's play the alphabet game or something. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I was also thinking about, this memory doesn't involve me, but did you guys play baseball on the hill at Wakanda?
Oh, always.
Were you guys doing that? Yeah. I just know because I feel like I always wanted to stay and hang out. Charlie always wanted to leave. I'd be like, just go play baseball. Like, look at all those kids.
Yeah, the least amount of time at the pool I could spend, the better.
Trying to get
out of there as fast as possible. There's no good to there's no fun to be had there.
Weirdo. Do you guys ever hate telling people that you belonged to a country club growing up?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do too.
It's actually Josh's wedding, so a couple weekends ago. Because I was actually going to go play golf at said country club after, and I was actually looking forward to it. And so someone was asking what I was doing next. I was like, oh, I'm playing golf with my dad. And like, oh, where? I'm like, Wakanda.
I mean, don't you want to play golf at the country club?
No, I love playing golf there, but I don't like telling people I'm playing golf there all the time.
I don't know.
Because then it came with a bunch of, oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
Some people's kids, man.
But no, I love it. I appreciate it. I'd much rather have it the way I do them, though. So
10-4, boss.
10-4, boss. Okay, let's get on to the nitty gritty questions here, the hard hitting questions. Kate, I want to know, would you like to take this time to apologize?
No. Oh, for throwing a remote at your face?
Whoa! Is that the only time you guys ever fought? Like, what the hell?
Oh, no. But that was the biggest one. That was second grade. I was in second grade.
You were in second grade? Okay.
Yep. Because I remember Mrs. Reese. Mrs. Reese was in disbelief that you could cause such harm to me.
Gave me a black eye.
Gave me a black eye. So, for those who don't know the story, I was just peacefully minding my own business, watching TV in the basement on a Saturday morning. Kate, Big Bean Bully, comes downstairs like, I want the TV. I don't want to watch TV. And I say, no, no thank you. I'm watching TV. And she proceeds to steals the remote from me and then chucks it at my face. Direct contact, right across the nose.
No, I was upset. We were babysitting our cousin Elizabeth, and I was feeling like you weren't helping me, and like we had just gone downstairs, and I wanted you to like watch what she wanted to watch. And you're like, so mad.
Well, obviously this hasn't been resolved yet, so we'll lock you guys in a room and let you figure it out one of these days.
That was a time. That was an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm still not apologizing. We're just gonna disagree.
What?
All right, apology declined.
Not apology, not accepted.
Apology not accepted, and apology not given. So
it's on the record too.
All on the record. We have it recorded.
I'll remember that.
So, Kate, you currently live in Minneapolis.
Correct.
And you used to live in St. Paul.
Correct.
So there's a big, for some people that have lived there for a long time, it's like a big deal, one or the other. Which would you prefer, Minneapolis or St. Paul?
I feel really bad saying it, but I'm going to go Minneapolis.
And why?
Why do you feel bad saying that?
Because I feel like, you know, I lived in St. Paul first, I should have this allegiance. It's really great, it's just not what I need right now in my life. People call it Sleepy St. Paul because there's just not a lot going on.
Yeah, but it's just across the river.
It is a quick drive, which is good. Maybe people will just keep it that way. It's just a nice quick drive.
Yeah. Grant, where would you move to?
If it was Minneapolis or St. Paul?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Minneapolis.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing to... I think it was a good answer.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you felt any allegiance really to St. Paul. I just always picture you as a Minneapolis person.
Huh, well, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, next question. I wanted to bring up your random wall of greatness, or whatever you called it, growing up in your...
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, what gave you that idea to do that, or, like, what made you...
Whose Pinterest did you see?
This is before Pinterest.
I was just kidding. I said, whose Pinterest did you see?
Oh, this is the OG Pinterest, an IRL Pinterest. I always collected clothing tags, like when you buy a new piece of, like a new shirt or something, and the tag on it. So any cool store that had tags, I would always collect those. And then I was like, I should do something with these. So I started making collages. And then I think I was just like, hey, I should put this up on my wall. And then it grew to like when people would give me gifts that had cool wraps that were wrapped in cool wrapping paper. Like I kind of felt bad throwing it away. Like I wanted to remember the wrapping paper. So I would collect scraps of wrapping paper and add those to the wall. Any like inside joke stuff with my friends in high school that would get put up there, and then eventually it just kept expanding.
For
people, kind of the gamut of all of my favorite things.
Like for pretty much everyone who doesn't know what that is, or like what how big this was, how big did it get?
Oh yeah, it went all around, like on my wall that my door was on. It was like all up above my door, surrounding it, and then wrapped around to a shared wall. And then I would recreate it in every apartment that I've had, and it takes up like a good chunk of space. I got a lot of things to display.
How much time does it take to recreate it?
That's a good question. More than people would think, probably, because you got to lay it out just perfectly. Got it. So it's a nice little gallery wall, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of work. I put a couple nails in the wall, and then I realized all my paintings are crooked, so...
Doesn't that bug you?
I don't know. A couple of them already fell, so...
You just tilt your head, but they're straight.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not that bad.
I was liking your random wall of greatness, or whatever you call it, to Pam's mural in the office, in the warehouse.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just good. I like that comparison.
It has a little bit of everything in it. A little bit of everyone. All your friends and stuff.
That's true.
So the last question I have for you, Kate, we both lived with Charlie.
Fact.
Yeah,
you for a lot longer than I, so I'm you're a saint for doing it. What was your biggest pet peeve of living with Charlie?
That's a good question. Maybe his eating habits.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
Probably his eating habits is the number one. I was going to say messy, but we didn't share a room for that long, so it's like you could just keep your mess to yourself. Probably eating habits was the one that got me the worst.
Just because
you're irrationally upset about what you would and would not eat.
Because he was so picky?
You would not try. You just wouldn't try anything. Yeah.
Like cheese?
Yes. You'd just be so defiant about it.
Like,
I know what I like and don't like. I have my mind made up.
But you've never tried it, so how do you know?
I've had cheese before, Kate.
Now I sound like
he loves cheese pizza.
Yeah, probably everyone in the world knows about my picky eating, so that's probably a fair answer.
I respect it. That's a really good answer. That's a lot nicer than mine probably would have been, but we'll find that out at a different time.
Yes, we'll say that.
Farting, your farts were always so smelly.
Oh, dude, smelly farted award goes to Charlie.
Oh, they could kill somebody.
He was top bunk, so it didn't bother me too much.
Yeah, Grant, every night Grant would fart, and every night I'd go, God damn it, Grant, he rises.
God, your guy was very like a shithole.
It wasn't great. Like, it wasn't great.
Keeping the farts in there, ruminating.
Our window was open like the whole year. It's like
true, we got fresh air in there.
Okay.
All right. My last question is the tattoo question. I know we've personally talked about this, Kate, but if you're getting a tattoo today, what would you get and where would you put it?
Okay, so I'm thinking about this, and you know what my go-to is a paperclip on the outside of my left wrist, but I think I'd put mine today, and I would get a little flag that says Ship Ahoy in it, like a little like pennant flag.
Yeah.
Because our grandma was a cheerleader in high school, and she sang this cheer, like, Ship Ahoy, and everybody in the family sings it, or knows it, and so I think that's what I would get. I've kind of decided.
That's a great answer. You should get that.
I think I will.
I like that answer. Although, I really liked the clip, the paper clip, because it reminded me of Microsoft Word back in, like...
Clippy.
You had Clippy, yeah. His name's Clippy. That's the first thing I thought of. You can get Clippy on there. Put some eyeballs on it.
Gotta put some eyeballs on it.
Yeah.
Ooh, cute, yeah.
How can I help you make a pivot table today?
Oh, that's a good one.
Alright, so the last thing we have here is this little sibling rivalry. Who's the better speller of the Jones children? You've listened before, you know the drill. We'll start with Charlie. You guys each get a word. First round you can steal, second round it's all yours. Charlie, you ready?
Ready.
Your first word is mischievous.
Nope. Is it mischievous?
Mischievous, yeah. That's just a different way of pronouncing syllables.
You pronounce that like a two-year-old.
Mischievous. That's how you pronounce it.
M-I-C-H-I-V-I-O-U-S.
That was really close. I gotta be honest.
I had it.
Kate, can you spell mischievous?
I'm pretty sure. Okay. M-I-S-C-H-I-E-V-I-O-U-S. I-O-U-S.
Oh, she got it wrong, too.
There's no E, right?
Well, she had everything except for there's no I before the O-U-S.
Oh.
Tough one.
I had that.
I was doing too much.
That was tough, guys. That was close. Kate, we'll start at you. If you get this one, Charlie just has to mess up one.
Okay.
Your word is surveillance.
Surveillance?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Guys, these are really difficult.
He told me to pick it up on this one. Charlie did.
I did say to give you hard words.
You did?
Yeah, but I gave him a pretty hard one to start out with.
Spell it? Okay. I don't think this is right. S-U-R-V-E-L-L-I-E-N-C-E.
No. Charlie.
That's pretty different than what I have written down, so I'm nervous.
All right, Charlie, your last word.
Wait, I get a chance to steal.
No, you don't. It's the second round.
Oh,
it's not. You're right. Charlie does get a chance to steal. I forgot. I broke my own rules.
I'm usually never wrong, Grant. Just remember that.
Go ahead.
See, now you had some combination of letters in there that I did not have. S-U-R-V-A-L-E-N-C-E.
No.
I know that, bro. That's so wrong.
All right.
Kate's up.
Kate, if you can spell this word wrong, I won't even give Charlie a shot.
I don't get a shot at this one.
No. Really?
Really? Great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm really lost in the process here. Yeah, if you spell this right, you win, Kate. Are you ready? Okay, well, either way, Charlie gets it a shot after you. I forgot about that. It's it's onomatopoeia.
Are you?
This one's actually...
You just count your syllables carefully.
Can you hear me, like, trying to find out?
Onomatopoeia.
I don't think that...
That's not the first syllable, Kate.
One second.
Shot clock.
Now we got a pretty long shot clock here.
I just don't think that's right. Okay. O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-I-A.
It was so close. So close, but it wasn't there. O-N-O-M-A-T-O... T-O-P-O-E-A. E-I-A. God damn, I can't even read it.
Get your shit together.
It's a tough one to read.
Charlie, would you have put a T in there?
Nope.
Charlie would have put something in there, that's for sure.
I have no T written down.
All right, Charlie, your last word, if you're ready. This could be big.
This is big enough for me.
Man, I gotta find a good one for you because I really don't want you to get this right. Concierge.
Nope, come on. There's so many silent letters in there.
I don't know. I think they're all pronounced.
Yeah.
You say it again.
Concierge.
Can you say it one more time?
Concierge.
Concierge.
That's the last time I can pronounce it. You know what the word is.
I don't know. You say it. I'm trying to get the last syllable.
You say it.
Erge. Yeah, that's so bad.
Now it doesn't sound like a word.
This is so bad. C-O-N-S-I-E-R-G-E.
No, it's way off. C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E.
How would
I thought that was so wrong. I missed one letter.
You put an S in there.
Yeah, instead of a C. That's a very common mistake in my language. You said that was so wrong. I literally missed one letter.
Dude, you put an S in there.
But did you write it out?
He always writes them out.
Oh, I have every word written out.
it's looks so wrong.
It does. That's why I said,
haven't you ever been to a concierge?
I literally said the words, this looks wrong, and then said it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, you got me there.
There we go. I win and I lose.
Well, Kate, it was a pleasure having you on. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, Charlie, that was fun.
A little disappointed I didn't get my apology there. I feel like there's very much a person in the wrong here.
You know, I'm going to say the jury's out there. I'm not picking sides in this battle.
Not saying I was perfect, but I didn't need to get a remote thrown in my face.
I don't know. It might have been. Might have been deserved. Did you say anything?
Oh, I'm sure I was being a complete little brat.
Duh.
But I'm trying to remember, like, what my mom, if my mom even gave my sister a punishment. I'm sure, probably did, but I can't remember. I meant to ask that as a follow-up, but I don't know. We'll see.
Nope.
Time for the next family get together. We'll bring it up. Probably, maybe.
That sounds exciting. I hope I can go.
No comment.
No comment. Okay, fair enough. So, Charlie.
So, Grant.
You got a quote for us to end it out on?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Ready? Ready?
No.
Ready?
Okay. Wait. Okay, go.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Till your good is better and your better is best. St. Jerome.
Ooh. Man, we're following a little work theme here. I like it. You ready? People romanticize their plans but dread the execution. The magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
Deuces.